You know, my agent, you know, he had called me at first, and he was like, you know, did you hear what happened? And he was laughing. I'm like, you know, I hope this is good. And I was like, well, what happened? He was like, the Texans claimed y'all. I'm like, oh, wow. Like, this is crazy. So it's good to be back, man.
What was it like when you played for Monday today?
Man, it was great, man. I just went out there and basically, you know, just had to basically get a feel for my teammates again. You know, just being around those guys, man, they gave me a big greeting when I came back in the locker room. And to be back out on the field, and they, you know, it made me laugh, said, you know, different things, and they just made me feel at home again.
You've been in a couple different places. Why does this feel like home?
Because just the love that Houston shows. I mean, the fans, the team, like, you know, out of all three places I've been, you know, this feels at home to me. And, you know, for me, home is not really, you know, I know some people go by, you know, where they grew up, but, you know, where they show the most love, and this is home.
Charles, I remember you tweeted something, I think, after the Ravens had a little break after the Steelers game. I think you said you were at the Galleria and sort of said hi to everybody that, hey, I'm home.
Yeah, I did that, man. I wanted to do, like, a fan meetup. Like, you know, I'm a genuine guy. You know, I'm a guy that, you know, loves fans and love people that support me. So when they came out, you know, I basically was, you know, just wanted to hold it so that, you know, that they could know that I was a good guy and, you know that I just still missed them and I still thought about them.
You get a little bit close. See, you're still wearing your socks.
Oh, yeah. Got to keep my socks on, man. You know, this is a day one thing. I never changed it up. Even when I got to the Ravens, you know, Coach Harbaugh said it was cool. You know, of course, I addressed it with him, you know, just because, you know, I know they have their own set of rules over there. But he said it was okay and still going. It's a part of me.
John, was the change of scenery perhaps good for you to come back and learn from what you learned there and then bring it here?
Yeah, the change is, you know, nothing wrong with change. You know, like I said, this has been the craziest 72 hours I've ever experienced in my life. But the change, you know, Baltimore has a good organization over there, and, you know, they have a great thing going over there. It's just tough right now. But like I said, I've learned a few things, and, you know, Coach Harbaugh is a great coach. Izzy's a great GM. They gave me a great opportunity. And, you know, just for me to come back, it just shows how crazy the business is. You know, you don't burn bridges, and I never burned a bridge with these guys. You know, like I told Coach O'Brien and Rick, you know, I told him, hey, you know, just trying to make a decision, you know, to see, you know, what someone else is thinking. You know, they made a decision, and, you know, we're over that.
You said the sock line's going to drop?
Yep. Sock line will be out pretty shortly. I want it kind of be a surprise when it does come out to let you guys know who I'm working with and stuff like that. But it'll be out shortly. I hope you guys like it. It's surprising, you know, just to know, like, you know, it's actually that people that notice you and people care, you know, about you and that, you know, that you're a great person. And I think that, you know, the Hard Knocks thing did a big thing. But, you know, I also want to let them know that I'm not just back just for, you know, to get fan support or sell socks or anything like that. I'm back to try to help this team win and make plays.